Sorghum, you make, what'd you make out of?
Both sorghum and molasses, beaten.
Did y'all eat a lot? Bet you ate a lot of that.
Yeah. Hot biscuit. Ooh-wee. Plenty of butter.
Good stuff, huh?
Yeah, best thing happened. Then. Yeah.
What else? What other kind of?
Oh, hot cornbread and slice and put a piece of butter between. It went good with molasses, too.
Yeah. Any other kinds of molasses? Any other kinds of syrup?
Oh, sugar syrup.
Okay, what was that? Was that different from molasses?
A little bit. See, so take some sugar and water and put it on the stove and let it boil for about 5 minutes, then pour your little sugar in there and stir, and then it'll come thick. And take some butter and just pour it over there. Tastes better than molasses sometimes.
But the difference between sugar syrup and molasses, was
brown and sugar syrup was white and kind of soupy. But when it got cold, they kind of like turned back to sugar.
Okay. But, you know, something was, but there was a difference. You could tell the difference between molasses.
Right.
And just the sort of imitation syrup that you got, didn't
you? Yeah.
Molasses was generally
More thicker.
Genuine.
It was real genuine syrups, I guess. Real thing.
Yeah. Do you ever remember buying sugar? How did y'all used to buy sugar? How did it come? You didn't buy it much, did you?
Not much, yeah.
Okay. Would y'all ever take jams or make, you know, fruits and make?
Make it all.
What would you make out of fruits?
You can take peaches. I make peach jelly, and then you can take the hull and make jam out of it.
The hull, what's that?
You know that little hull be on the outside of the peach?
Yeah.
You take it and peel it. After you get through, you know, canning your peaches, and you take the hull and wash them and put them on the stove and let them boil down. And take your clean white cloth or either a strainer or something and put them in there and wring them tight, wring all that juice out of them. And put you some sugar in there and make jam, or you put you some sugar gel in there.
Okay. Now, what did you have on the table to season food with?
Salt and pepper.
Okay. But, you know, you said back in y'all, when you were younger, your family was
kind of poor.
Huh?
We were poor.
Okay. Do you ever remember people around here having a place where they had a lot of peach trees?
Yeah.
Okay, what would they call that?
Orchard or something.
Uh-huh. They would have a lot of them around here?
Quite a few.
Okay. Now, when you were eating a peach, what was the inside?
A core.
Okay.
Depending on, you know, the kind. Sometimes you found a clear seed and sometimes you didn't.
What's the other kind? Kind of real tight to the stone. You know what that was? Tight to the core.
Can't think of the name.
Okay. But one was a clear seed.
Right. You just break it open and it just pull away from the peach once you break it open.
Uh-huh. Did you ever eat a cherry? When you ate a cherry, what would you bite down on then?
The cherry was my favorite thing.
Was it?
No.
It wasn't, so you didn't?
I didn't fool with cherry.
Okay. Now, after you've eaten an apple, part of the apple, what was the part that you had left?
The core, and a few seeds.
Would y'all ever cut up apples or peaches and dry them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Make fried apple pies out of them. And you cut them up and put them on, you know, anything, lay them out in the sun. And let them dry. And then, you know, you can keep them a lot of time.
Uh-huh.
And